it is quite possible that the so-called caveman had such ideas too, on his level, in his way, according to his idea of the best life of that time. There have always been persons on this earth who love beauty and order. We do not know, at least I do not know, how the caveman felt about life, but I doubt if Professor, what is his name, McLuhan? I doubt if he knows that either. It's so important to know what we really do know, definitely, and to realize the immense mass of possibilities there are to life that we do not know. There may be corresponding forms of life on other planets. It is difficult to know what they are feeling and what they are thinking. The life might be quite different from our human life or our animal life. And there also would be the question of language, the question of how we communicate. So it would be very difficult, and yet I would think it a great privilege if I could know, first of all, their ideas of the best form of existence and their ideas about the creative life, their ideas of what is orderly and what is beautiful. That would be the first step, I think, to try to understand their life, to find out what they think and feel and desire. Did have that possibility, I would do my best to give a clear impression to what other form of life there might be on that planet, of what I think is beautiful and orderly, what I think is creative, and what I think is destructive. It would be possible, I hope, to let them see what's happening on this earth. So much destruction, so little that is creative. But think of our solar system, its colossal size, its possibilities.